He's been nicknamed the Donald Trump of Baltimore County. But WIPR's John Lee reports that Republican delegate Pat McDonough, who's running to be Baltimore County's next county executive, says he will emulate a different Donald if he wins.
Tune in to Pat McDonough's radio show Saturday nights on WCBM, and you'll hear callers like Barbara giving her full-throated support for the president and McDonough giving it right back.
And Trump's plan is what's working, and that's why you're going to win. You never backed away from him. You always supported him.
The point is that his agenda, his substance, his program is what they want. They believe in him.
But McDonough, in an interview with WIPR, says it's former Baltimore City Mayor and Governor William Donald Schaefer who will be his role model if he's elected county executive.
The only thing in the world that meant anything to him was Baltimore City. And he would fight you tooth and nail for Baltimore City.
McDonough's plan for fighting tooth and nail for the county includes trying to move the Pimlico racetrack there and building an arena. McDonough says private developers would foot the bill. McDonough says he would move quickly to scrap County Executive Kevin Kamenetz's executive order protecting people in Baltimore County who are living in the country illegally. That executive order, in part, prohibits the police from asking people their immigration status. McDonough says he would focus on criminals like drug dealers, not law-abiding people who are living in the country without legal permission.
Yes, we're going to be tough, and we're going to go after them, and they're going to get the message. A lot of people aren't going to want to come to Baltimore County. And we are going to work with the feds. We're going to work very closely with the feds.
McDonough says he would tell Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he now has a friend in Baltimore County. McDonough is in his 20th year in the House of Delegates. His district is in the conservative east side of the county. He's running in the GOP primary against State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer. Goucher College political science professor Malia Cromer says McDonough has strong support among core conservatives.
And so I think it's important that we don't discount, especially in a Republican primary in Baltimore County, how important and how perhaps enthusiastic those voters are for Mr. McDonough.
Delegate Joe Cluster is the former executive director of the Maryland Republican Party. He says Republican primary voters may be more enthusiastic about McDonough, but Redmer has a better shot of beating a Democrat in the general election.
Pat has been called the Donald Trump of Baltimore County. You know, the Donald Trump's approval rating in Baltimore County is probably, you know, close to 30%.
And as Trump sees Mexico as a source of problems for the U.S., McDonough sees Baltimore City as a threat to the county's way of life, with drugs, crime, and poor people flowing across the border. To slow that, he wants to put a moratorium on affordable housing in the county. Kamenetz's office says that may be illegal and could do damage to the county's housing market. The program pays more than $5 million monthly to landlords. Yet McDonough says the county is at a crossroads.
The thing about Baltimore County is it has the potential for greatness and it has the potential for disaster.
And he predicts a wave election of voters who want change in Baltimore County, and he says he is that change. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.